Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We share another blessed Sunday, and we'll begin with prayer in the Breakfast Club. I thank you, Lord, for being in our midst. I thank you for another prosperous week. Help us to go forward in you and learn all that we can and do all that we can in your name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, what we give God to work with can make the difference. He can do so much in the life of one person. And it's so important to just go in His presence and see what He has to say for your current events. You know, the things in your life, His guidance is perfect. We're in a new chapter this time in the communion book, chapter 2. And this is a good one. He's going to explain more about discerning the Lord's body. Sometimes the revelation that we receive can make the difference. Whenever I have lingering problems, I get stubborn about it. I say, this problem's got to die. And I'm going to, every time I say, I'm going to learn this or I'm going to do this in the name of the Lord, I'm saying it from my heart. I always learn how to kill the problem at the root level. And
that's good. Repeat that.
Yeah,
kill the problem.
We kill it at the root level.
Amen.
You know, God gave us the example with the snake. You cut his head off and you're done with him. He's done. He'll never bother you again. Same thing with every problem that arises. And people need healing. We need it. And he's talking about discerning the Lord's body, and that covers so many, aspects. But a friend of mine his wife has had some health problems, and it's been ongoing. We've been praying for her, but the Lord put on my heart to tell her to give him her attention. Sometimes the personal relationship, when the Lord talks to you, He can deal with you about the root problem and it won't come back. Sometimes it can be formed. I don't know what the stronghold is, but it could be the way you think. It could be doubt, unbelief, unhealthy patterns, even strife. Whatever it is, when the Lord show it to you, now you can kill it. It's easy for Him to heal. And then you can enjoy life. And I was so thankful that the Lord, I didn't think about it, but the Lord thinks of everything.
Amen.
When we're praying for people to be healed, their will is involved. So their will has to get on board. And whatever the hindrance is, that has to be dealt with. But discerning the Lord's body helps. When, we covered how we see what... As we go on into the lesson, it's further down, but he mentioned when you have a problem, see it on Jesus, and then see your health yourself with His healing, because He paid for it.
Okay, repeat that again. See it on who?
On Jesus, because he bore your sickness.
So if you see it on Jesus, you're getting your eyes off yourself then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And this is further down. He got a lot of points.
That's kind of hard to do when you...
when you're in pain.
I mean, some people make it very difficult to focus it on Jesus, see it on Jesus.
Uh-huh.
One lady said, no, this really, I'm hurting. Seriously, that's what you're saying. Seriously.
And I sympathize with people when they're in pain. They've never been healed before. They don't know what to expect. Your mind is on all that. But that your relationship with the Lord, He can get you in the right place. He can, Daniel said that the people that, no matter, in life, everything happens. That's not to your advantage, against you, from the world standpoint, from the world side. The world throw everything it can with the kitchen sink against your life. But he said the people that know the Lord, they are strong and they'll do exploits. No matter what happens around them, they're going to be strong and they're going to do God's will anyway.
The people that what now?
That know the Lord. So that's the difference.
They don't know about him, but know him.
They know him.
You know, sometimes we can know about a person, but don't know them personally. Yeah.
How can you trust a person that you know about and not know personally? You never had dealings with them. But when you have dealings with them, you begin to trust them. You can't conquer this life without that personal revelation. Amen. You can only go so far. But
that's good.
When I was, I'm trying to keep my mind off this book.
Which book is that?
The Book of the Month.
The church got a lot to look forward to. I don't see difficult things right now, but
I wish I had read this book when you first gave it to me. I didn't read it till this week. Mm-hmm. I started on it. Yeah, and this is the same kind of revelation that the Lord started giving me in the 90s. And I was blessed yesterday. It was a guy on the radio. It's a lady come on right after me every Saturday morning. And she had a guest minister saying the same revelation that the Lord had been telling me about. And I listened to it on my cell phone, but the Wi-Fi was, I got a weak Wi-Fi. It was going in and out. And everything I heard was right. I wanted to hear the whole message, but everything he was saying, it mirrored what God was saying on the inside, and so does what she wrote in this book. She talked about how the church went astray in a way, and she showed, I'm not going to get into that one.
The book club will be appearing probably the second week in August.
Yeah.
We'll all meet together. If people don't have a book, please see me.
Yeah.
Please.
Long story short, this
books.
This will get you stirred up. Because it's right. This is revelation.
She got that by revelation. God, she stayed in the church 2 days and God showed her.
Mm-hmm.
Just praying, you know. I'm like, 2 days?
Yeah. You can't run a ministry off presumption and tradition. If without a ministry without revelation is like a car without a driver. It's not going where you want it to. It's not going where it can go.
Repeat that.
A ministry without revelation is like a car without a driver. Nothing wrong with the car, but it can't go to its destination without the driver.
That's good.
And the revelation that God is going to give, it'll make the day. You're healed from the root up.
And the church has to be awakened to this is coming. They just look at what they see.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them said, the rabbi said, we can't have one. We're not going to have one. And,
car without the driver.
They said, this is as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even some church people say, ain't no revival coming. This is good as it gets.
Oh,
you know,
no.
You have to do from where you are, But the Holy Spirit is our help, and he's going to help us.
Yeah.
We're going to have all dicks on him for the end time. We're going to have angels. We're going to have the Holy Spirit, you know.
Uh-huh. This revival, it started and it's getting greater. Look at what we're talking about. What we're talking about is revival.
But, you know, I like what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Revival really gonna come from the outside, from the inside of us out.
Yes.
Out of our belly go flow rivers. We ain't seen the rivers yet, honey. Mm-hmm. But we're about to see the rivers of living water. And Ezekiel said, wherever that water river goes, it's gonna bring some life. Life.
Yes, the life of God.
How many folks had that class before?
You know, my website uses a water theme. You know, water is common when you look at it.
But how God gave it to her as an electric
power plant.
When I looked that up and saw one, I went, whoo!
Even the engineers were surprised. You know.
For all that water and stuff fishing, but it's controlled from a main source.
Yeah.
And that's what she was saying. The Holy Ghost gonna do this one. There ain't no man gonna be calling no.
That's what I was seeing years ago. This revival has started, and it's gonna amp up. It's gonna get greater and greater till Jesus comes. Remember, discerning the body, the cold religion disqualifies people. It treats the body as people as insignificant. But they are. You can't be in the body of Christ and be insignificant. If you're in the body of Christ, you're very important, and you can receive whatever revelation God needs you to receive and whatever revelation you need to receive. When any child of God is not receiving revelation from the Lord, they're just not living their full potential. Some of our prosperity will come from each person, because the knowledge that they're going to give and contribute will help the whole body. It doesn't matter if you're far away and you don't know many people. When you receive revelation, the Lord can get that revelation to others. He can cause you to tell the right person, and it'll spread just like a fire. That's why it's so important for every person to go in the Lord's presence. It's not just for preachers. It's not just for elders. It's not just for the old, it's for everybody, even the children. From the children up, boys, girls, men, everybody should be receiving revelation from the Holy Spirit. But cold religion don't want that to happen. But that's the standard that Jesus set.
So you're saying everybody, even the children should be receiving. Well, that's what he said in the outpouring.
Yeah.
That's what you're
His
saying.
Sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters, and you know. Uh-huh. And see, but you're not going to be getting 100 souls or 50 souls. Mm-hmm. You're going to be up in the thousands, like it was on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah, I like to see people.
3,000 in the first sermon, 5,000 mm-hmm. just from house to meeting. Yeah.
I like to see people activated. And when people get activated, they once you start receiving revelation, you ain't going to want to stop. And you can receive revelation about anything you want to know about. And that... The people that know their God, people that hold fast to the things of God, they do it just like Job did, because Job knew something about God. He had experience. And no matter what Satan did, none of it worked. And then the Lord came and used Job to pray for his friends and turn the captivity. We got a heritage. Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean to go over. Sorry. Okay. Here it is. This is page 64. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. Completely healed in his will. We're completely healed. I believe and I receive." "Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity." And Lord, I thank you for that. Thank you for your presence. Help us to go forward in you. Forward only, receiving all the revelation we need from you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.